Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Everyone in life faces challenges, whether it's a challenge of staying sober, changing a negative behavior, or navigating a difficult relationship. For most of us, challenges are frustrating and leave us feeling vulnerable and doubting ourselves. And we often think that simply having a challenge sometimes makes us weaker. But my guest today, Dr. Lena Dicken, is a therapist who helps clients understand how to reframe challenges into positive opportunities. Lena has seen firsthand that the process of facing challenges can teach us so many valuable lessons about our capabilities, our inner strength, and what makes us tick. Lena is going to also share and discuss the power of viewing challenges as positive opportunities for growth and learning about ourselves. Dr. Lena Dicken, welcome to the show. So happy to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Erica.
Yeah, I know that was a lot, but you do so much with your clients and especially around facing challenges and walking people through what it is to do that and come out on the other side seeing that they actually have so much more strength than they thought. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, I really view challenges as room for growth. I like to talk to my clients about using challenging situations and approaching them like a workout. So, you know, when you first go to the gym, you decide you want to get in shape, you might go to the gym and you might try to lift something that is way too heavy for you. And it's very clear that you're getting ahead of yourself. You need to start somewhere. And so I often, you know, discuss these ways of challenges, the way that challenges can really help you move forward as a muscle. So if you start small, like attacking something that feels not so overwhelming to you, and you just go at it, you know, you don't have to get exactly where you want to be, but you can just move forward towards your goal a little bit every day. And once you reach that place where you've really come to you know, the thing that you wanted, you can use that as to propel you forward into something else. And then you sort of build on it like you would with weights. You would go up the next step of like, okay, this is the next challenge I want to do. So, you know, say somebody wants to go to college, like maybe you wouldn't start with the biggest Ivy League school. You might start off at a community college just to get your feet wet and starting small. And so I've really seen that by starting, you know, with my surfing program, people get in the water and they say, you know, I can't do this. This is way too hard. And, you know, we talk about that and we say, okay, is this how you approach all of the challenges in your life? And usually the answer is yes. And so the reason why saltwater sessions is structured over 8 weeks is that people really start to see that there is incremental change and that change doesn't necessarily happen overnight. And one of the things I've seen with people struggling with recovery is that they really want instant gratification. You know, they want to go out there and they want to be catching waves. They don't want to put in the time where you're falling off the board. They don't want to put in the time where they feel, you know, awkward and bad at something. But really, that's what life is all about. You know, nobody is coming out of the womb knowing what they're doing. We have to learn, and you know, challenges, going through our challenges is really a way of getting to a place of growth.
Yeah, and it is all about the journey. I totally agree. And with your program, it's an 8-week program called Saltwater Sessions, and I know you take people through baby steps of really how to not only surf but how to become more mindful, how to see that, you know, I guess you have to develop patience when it comes to all aspects of your life. And I really like that what you were just saying, because I think a lot of people in recovery or just people in general want instant gratification. They want to see change happen quick once they decide they want to change. And really, I think there's such an art and skill to building that muscle of patience. Wouldn't you think that that is also something to discuss with these clients?
Oh, absolutely. Patience is huge for a lot of these clients and everyone in general. I think
everyone,
that,
yeah.
You know, we very much live in a culture of instant gratification. And, you know, totally. I know personally, if my phone doesn't open up a link immediately, I get frustrated. And, you know, I think it's just sort of a sign of our times of we want it and we want it now.
Exactly. And I think that's, you know, it's detrimental in some ways that you know, it's great that we have all this information at our fingertips fast and we can learn about things quickly. But at the same time, I think, you know, being mindful and really building that muscle of patience and knowing that, like you said, it is part of, like, the beauty is part of the, I mean, the journey of its journey of learning something or facing a challenge is what it is all about. So can you tell me a little bit about, like, you know, a tip or tool that you would have for people today that are facing a challenge, how they could start with some, like, positive self-talk, or how can they begin, like, if they want to get, you know, a better position at their job, or they want to have a conversation in a relationship that they're scared to have, how could someone start today to kind of build that self-esteem or assertiveness?
Sure. Well, you know, I talk to a lot of my clients about expectations, and I uh-huh. think that a lot of the problems people run into is that they have an expectations of how something should be, and reality mm-hmm. just doesn't match up with it. So I like to start with trying to let go of the expectations. And
I love
one way
that.
To do that mm-hmm. is to be in the present moment. So when you're in the mm-hmm. present moment, you know, the outcome isn't there because you haven't put forth the effort. So being mindful and being patient, both together, you can say, you know what, I'm going to work a little bit towards my goal every single day, and I'm going to focus my effort on getting closer to the goal. I'm not actually going to think so much about what it's going to be like when the goal arrives. I'm going to focus on every single day. And by doing that, you actually are able to find presence, you're able to find joy, you're able to find, you know, just growth and learning in the process as opposed to the destination.
Mm-hmm. That's such an important way to reframe your thoughts around when you around a challenge or around anything that you are kind of looking forward or looking towards or that you're thinking about or processing. So thank you for that. I'm yeah. curious of what inspires you. What inspires you day to day, and especially how you got into this.
Let's see. What inspires me? You know, nature really inspires me. I lived in Hawaii for 4 years before moving to California, and I just fell in love with the islands. And I really yeah. found a connection to nature there that, you know, I grew up on the East Coast, and there was really, I couldn't picture going back to the East Coast where, you know, everything is covered in snow or cold or frost, you know, for 6 to 8 mm-hmm. months out of the year. And so here in Southern California, we have so much beauty surrounding us between the ocean and the mountains. And, you know, there's hiking and there's biking and there's volleyball and there's all these ways to stay in touch with nature. So mm-hmm. those are things that really inspire me. Other people inspire me. My clients inspire me. I find inspiration a lot of places.
Yeah. And I know we both work in the same field and with people that are in recovery. And would you say that, you know, people ask me this a lot, but, you know, is there hope for people? Is there a way to basically rewire your life or to create these new habits and embrace surfing and embrace being in nature and exercising and, you know?
Absolutely. The brain has been shown to have neuroplasticity, which is the ability to change. Your brain gets right. rewired when you mm-hmm. perform new behavior. So absolutely, it's just a matter of keeping at it.
Right, exactly. And I'm just, you know, I'm happy to hear you say that, because I do like to ask all these different inspiring motivators and therapists that I do have on the show, because I think it's important that people understand that there is so much hope and there is so much room for people to change their lives, even in the darkest moments, that they can find a path
Absolutely.
In a way. So I really appreciate you being one of those people. Can you tell everyone where to find you, please?
Sure. Yeah, you can find me at swsessions.com or lenadicken.com.
And that's for Saltwater Sessions, which is your incredible 8-week program that you've been doing for a while with all kinds of people now and with Recovery Center. So thank you so much for being here and having this important conversation. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for joining us today, and stay well.